3 months before the war ended, we could already hear the Russian guns in the distance. And I had, if I remember correctly, something like 10 different directives coming from various ministries and agencies in Berlin and other places as to what to do in front of the, in the face of the approaching Russian army. And about 50% says, you stay right here and you help us defend Pomerania, and everybody reaches for the fire axe if he doesn't have a gun, you know, and so forth. And the other half of the orders said, your work is so important to the military, and we want under no circumstances the secret information to fall into the hands of the Russian army, that we want you to evacuate the place to central Germany. And so I had my pick. And I did, right in the midst of Nazi Germany, a very unusual thing. I called a hideaway meeting of my main associates, and we had an election. And we voted where to go, whether to stay and take these five orders, or whether to move and take five others. There was a unanimous resolution, let's move out and let's move to the west and try to get rolled over by the American army rather than the Russian army. Now, the logistics of this was not quite that simple, because we were, of course, in the back of a retreating army, with refugees and refugee treks and logistics supplies for the fighting army forces still moving east and so forth. And all private traffic was blocked. And so we virtually had to bluff our way with faked up priority orders and so forth through this confused line. But we finally managed to get about three train loads and about 100 trucks full of equipment out of Peenemünde into central Germany. When the war finally ended, I was in Bavaria and wound up in the hands of American troops, just as planned.